Chapter 1, March 2014. Walter Winslow was a portly, particular man. Every morning at precisely 6 o'clock, he would turn off his alarm and swing his legs over the north side of the bed. He then plucked his glasses from the wooden nightstand next to him, adjusted them, and blinked approximately 4 times to clear his vision before standing. His wife, Wendy, would reluctantly yawn in response to the disturbance she'd long grown accustomed to. Rolling over, she would pretend to be asleep until Walter disappeared into the bathroom and then fumble for her water cup on the nightstand. While she much preferred to sleep until at least 7:30, that simply wasn't an option when married to one Walter Winslow. Walter expected a freshly ironed shirt. Walter expected a warm breakfast before he left for the office at exactly 7:15. And Walter wasn't accustomed to being disappointed. For 28 years, they'd followed the same routine. Every night, Walter would return home from the office and plop himself down in his favorite recliner and turn on old episodes of Law & Order, Xena Warrior Princess, or a handful of other American shows that Wendy had no interest in whatsoever. Even when their children were young and impressionable, she wasn't able to convince him to turn off the tube, so fat chance of that happening now that she was the only person left at home to complain. Instead of nagging, Wendy would sigh, wishing she could pick up the phone and chat with Mary, a friend from A-levels, whilst washing the dirty dishes. For 28 years, Wendy had reluctantly resigned herself to a life of veritable boredom and predictability. But, to be fair, it wasn't all bad. She and Walter had plenty good, even pleasant moments, truly. Though many of those moments she created with Walter actively dragging his feet, like the day they spent at Stanley Lake, or the time she insisted they take the boys to see how candy canes were made at Harmon's Candy Factory. She often wondered what those days would have looked like if he'd shown even a slither of interest or excitement. Even so, Walter had always provided for their family, and neither she nor their children had ever known physical want. She didn't resent him for it. At least she didn't think she did. The anger and frustration had seeped out of her years ago, replaced by an underlying level of general dissatisfaction. Despite the fact that she had come to terms with her pragmatic existence years ago, when Wendy walked into Sprouts for her weekly produce, including ruby red organic strawberries, since the advert listed a sale, she found herself staring unabashedly at a perfect stranger in the dairy section. Directly in front of her, a middle-aged woman stretched her arms to the top shelf, exposing her stomach's tanned skin as she closed her hand around a carton of whipping cream. Her jeans hugged her hips and her hair hung freely around her shoulders, highlights from the sun somehow glinting magically in the garish light from the overhead bulbs.